purpose of the constructive dialogue. So thank you very much. With respect to the budget of the Ombudsman, you mentioned on the one side that it is the Ministry of Finance that has the responsibility of assigning the amount of money to be used or to be targeted or tagged to the Ombudsman's office. But on the other hand, you also mentioned that that is necessary to ensure the independent role of the Ombudsman. And you also mentioned the Parliament taking a decision. Mm-hmm. So, and that a new law has to be passed. And you also mentioned the Council of Ministers who has to take a decision on the issue. So I got a little confused as to whether the budgetary independence of the Ombudsman's office is guaranteed. Who can decide when the budget of the Ombudsman's office can be reduced or cancelled, for example, or whether it's the functionary independence has to be guaranteed with budgetary independence as well, so that no political decision or politically oriented decision could hamper or put the Ombudsman's office at risk because of lack of resources. So if you could provide information about that. Thank you for confirming that there is no specific provision about a definition of victim in line with our convention. You said that you recognize that amendments to the laws have to be conducted. Are there any draft laws that are being prepared within the executive branch that is intended to be presented to the legislative branch, or is the legislative branch already working on something to that effect? The same with the agreement regarding the fund, that you accepted that the political elements of your country have not been sufficient to have that agreement being signed. What are your expectations about that? When do you think that is going to be achieved? As well as you also mentioned that efforts are being deployed in order to have a law on reparations that will cover the integral concept, not only compensation, but a law. Is there a draft of such law being prepared in the executive branch to be presented to the legislative, or are they already working in the discussion of that law? As well as the administrative model that you mentioned with respect to that, which has to include state entity and district level. Is that administrative model to be included in that new law that you mentioned? You also recognized, and we thank you for the honesty and frankness of your answers, regarding the need to amend Article 28 on automatic declaration of death based on certain requests made by victims in that respect. Again, is there a draft of that amendment whereby the automatic declaration of death is not automatic until the fate or whereabouts of the person is clarified? And whether that situation will allow victims to obtain reparation and solve the problems in security, property, family law, etc., even if a declaration of death is not obtained. That would be the question. And of course, as you mentioned, that would not stop the obligation to continue seeking or looking into getting results as, until you find or the person is actually found or the fate is determined. You also recognize, and we thank you for your frankness, the need to amend the law on missing children in order to align it or harmonize it with Article 25 of our convention. You also mentioned the draft of the Republika Srpska, that is a draft and not a law. And you also recognize, and we thank you for that, that at the state level, there is an omission with respect to the description of criminal offenses contained in Article 25. Again, my question would be, recognizing the omission, is there a draft law or a legislative process ongoing in order to comply with that? And that would be it, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. And thank you again for your attention to the members of the delegation.
Thank you, Mr. Corcuera. Thank you, Mrs. Galvez, for these new questions. And I now open a last round. Thank you, Mrs. Galvez, for these new questions. And I now open a last round for questions.